Hello, everyone. It's Julie Sharetnon, Crow's daughter, and it's the night before Thanksgiving, November 27th, 2019. And I have just been reflecting on how grateful I am for my life. I'm grateful for the land here that Tad and I live on, and for the plants, and for the trees. And I'm grateful for this life as a shamanic herbalist. And I wrote a little essay about being a shamanic herbalist, and it's called, This is the Kind of Herbalist I Am. I am a shamanic herbalist. I communicate with the plants around me as companions and wisdom teachers. I have developed intimate relationships with the plants with which I live. I seek them as teachers. They have told me that they want me to constantly be talking to them. I also eat these plants and I make herbal preparations with them. I know which ones offer themselves for this because I ask them if I can harvest and they tell me yes or no. In the past, I have thought that I should study clinical herbalism. I thought I should study clinical herbalism, study more deeply the science of plant medicine. Whenever I sought to move forward with this, there was a deep resistance in me. What I finally discovered is that the studies being offered were in rooms with PowerPoints and whiteboards and fancy words, and I did not want to be with the plants like that. And yet, the scientific information about the plants fascinates me. I want to know more and more of it. I want to discover new ways of utilizing the plants for healing and to know how others have done that. I read and read about it. It is a paradox. This is how I can explain it. As I have spent hours and hours with certain plants in my yard, listening to them, allowing them to teach me, listening to my apprentices and students learn from the plants and what they have for them, I have developed familiarity with who the plants are. As I have prepared the plants for tincture, vinegar, infusion, honey, oxymel, infused oil, I have developed communion with the plants. As I have utilized the plants for healing and seen others heal by utilizing the plants, I have developed intercommunication and fellowship with the plants. The scientific information about a plant is linear. It is fixed information. Knowing nettle has a lot of calcium in it is beneficial to me because I know that this will support the health of my bones. Where I place most of my attention, though, is in knowing nettle as a friend and teacher, drinking nettle infusion and eating nettle. I understand nettle intimately, and I can feel its benefit. Nettle communicates with me in a language of the senses. I discern nettle's teaching and benefit for me in her breath that she offers me, in the taste of her infusion, in her sting. I hear nettle messages on the wind, wisdom messages that change me. This is the kind of herbalist I am. May it be in beauty. All right, everyone, happy Thanksgiving. May you be blessed with the wisdom of the earth this Thanksgiving and this holiday season, and may it indeed be in beauty. Blessed be.